There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium, and helium, and hafnium, and erbium, and phosphorus, and francium, and fluorine, and terbium, and manganese, and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium, and scandium, and cerium, and cesium, and lead, praseodymium, and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium, and calcium, and chromium, and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, kryptonium, and radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own streaming player, plus Radio Garden TuneIn, Streama, and a link to our listen by phone number 631-359-8728. Today, lots of music from Tom Lehrer and his honor. He passed away 1 week ago at the age of 97. At 9:35, Susan Spangler and Ted Camerata will be here along with Brian Junker to talk about All Together Now, a festival benefiting refugees and immigrant families that is going to run August 7th through 10th at multiple locations. At 10 o'clock, we have a group of students who are going to talk about the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh's production of The Tempest. At 10:35, an Eagle Scout by the name of Jackson Keeney will talk about his native plant teaching garden that he created at Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall. And at 11 o'clock, live music with Orange G. We're glad that you're here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Summertime and the living ain't bad. Plenty fish and the garden's up high. Little baby, don't you cry, don't cry. Oh, one of these mornings, you're gonna see. Spread your pretty little wings, take to the sky. Until that morn, ain't nothing gonna harm you. Daddy's standing by. In the summertime, living mighty easy too. The fish are jumping, yes indeed. The fish are jumping and the garden's high. Your daddy's rich and your mama looks quite. Hush, my baby, don't you cry. Hush, my little baby, don't you cry.
Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross getting us started. What a week this was. Among other things, Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis was here on Thursday. It was wonderful to have him visit. He sat in on our Together on the Air summer camp, and four of our campers had a chance to interview him and also take questions from him, and it was great to see. A lot of other activities throughout the week. And it's been especially fun for me to watch our education staff working with students throughout the whole week. Good morning to Carrie in Oil City, who notes woman named Jenny Seeley, Jeannie Seeley, who was born in Titusville. Who died in Nashville at the age of 85 this week. And I don't see anything by her in our library. But I'm going to take a look. Well-known and beloved, and I did not realize that Jeannie was from Titusville. Hello to Mike and Mars and Russ and Sharon in King, North Carolina. And good morning to Tommy, who mentioned we provided his weekend with a bit of a kickstart, so I'm glad we could do so. And good morning to John in Economy Borough. Thank you for giving Ricky's and my weekend a bit of a kickstart. Now we're going to uncork this morning's pop quiz and give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Today's pop quiz wants you to consider words that contain the letter T. And one example of a word containing the letter T is trail. Trail. And if you take the word trail and you remove the letter T, you still have a word. The word you have is rail. Here's another word, better. If you remove all of the T's that appear in better, you end up with beer. Better becomes beer. So our challenge to you is, can you come up with five more words that contain at least one T that are still words when you remove each and every T that is in the word? Do you have it? That's it. Can you come up with five words? I just thought of one. Stake, like the stake that you put in the ground to hold your tomato plant, becomes sake. That's the idea. Do you have some ideas of answers?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's pop quiz.
If you ever had the blues, you know just how I feel. If you ever had the blues, you know just how I feel. I'm about to lose my loving gal, Lucy. Low-down way. I love you, woman, but I don't like your low-down way. You've got me in trouble, and now I'm serving day. By mail. Write me a letter and send it to me by mail. Just send it to me in care of the Birmingham jail.
Holy, 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 holy.
your home. You're gonna wake up some morning and find your daddy gone. Mississippi, you know me, I'm one of your southern sons, and no one dare wager which way we run. Do you know me, water? I see you in my dreams. Muddy water, are you lonely like me? If you take me under and I let go of my earthly charms, will you be revealing when I'm sleeping in your arms? Talking and your barges and your tubs, you got no lungs of blood, you're just shrimp and crab and pike and mud, but you showboat on the whaling, and like me they'll soon be gone. Ah, oh, but ain't you careless, water? Just keep driving on. Now ain't you funny, water? This land you've done divide. A poor relation living on the other side. Ain't you funny, water? Funny how you flow. Save a soul Sunday morning, drown them when the sun goes. Save a soul Sunday morning, drown them when the sun goes low.
His name is Paul Birch. Ain't That Water Lucky is the name of the song, and the album is Meridian Rising. Great recording from Paul Birch. And your Jimmy Rogers doing Blue Yodel, number two. And we are getting quite a few words in response to to our pop quiz, looking for words that contain at least one T that are still words when you remove the T. Hello to Susie in Alexandria, who just checked in. Barbara in Highland Park. Has trap becoming rap? Stop becomes sop. Table becomes able. Trope becomes rope. And state becomes sate becomes S-A-E. Say. Stuart in McCandless has letter becoming leer. Stale becoming sale. Spat to spa. Tattle to ale. Take away three T's and tattle. Very good. And then there is a restaurant on Mount Washington here in the Pittsburgh area called Lamont, which becomes lemon. Mike and Mars has bottom becoming boom. Tom and McCandless battle to bail. Tall to all. Tent to N is in the printer's measure. Punt to pun. There to air. The possessive plural there to air. And there is in a location that becomes here. Metal becomes meal. Heart becomes here. Stock becomes sock. And fat becomes hat. John in Economy Borough has trough becoming rough, theirs becoming heirs, terror becoming error. I think this is one of my favorites so far. Native becomes naive. And deter becomes dear. John, those are great. Russ and Sharon are in King, North Carolina. Russ writes, this was harder than I thought initially. But I think I finally have a good list. Chart becomes char. Pants becomes pans. Heart becomes here. Part, par. Cart, car. Mart, mar. Pint becomes pin. Patty becomes pay. Becomes ah. Sharon argued about that one, saying ah is an article. I think it fits just fine. Tread becomes read or read. Trail becomes real. Bitter becomes the German spelling of beer. Letter becomes leer. Rattle becomes rail. R-A-L-E. Want becomes wan. Pat becomes paw. Metal becomes melt. Bottle becomes bowl. It's in the weevil. Coddle becomes coal. And fort becomes four. Russ, those are amazing. There are more to share. Dynamic Duo had some, they sent, here they are, the becomes he, this becomes his, there becomes here, tail becomes ale, tall becomes all, tell becomes L, and those becomes hose, letter to leer, till to ill, task to ask, dote to doe. And I like this one, pitcher becomes peer, P-I-E-R. That from the dynamic duo. Tommy has quite a few. Becomes hawk, bottom to boom, pretty to pray, letter to leer, travel to revel. I said Marisa Revel. Wait becomes way, thanks becomes two Henrys, Hanks, thanks to Hanks. Battle to bail, there to hear, the plural there to air, those to hose, and still to sill. State to SAE, the Society of Automotive Engineers, I believe that is. Night to nigh, stock to sock, court to core, French for heart, event to even, stand to sand, store to soar, and match to mock. There are a lot of these. I'll share more with you in just a minute.
I had lilacs outside my room. I had a little blackbird whistling me a blackbird tune. I had conkers swinging high in the chestnut trees. I had enough honey for at least 1,050 bees. I had butterflies and cups everywhere. I had a little cornfield with scarecrows and crows to scare. I even had clover, three leaf and sometimes four. But what I had back then, I'm afraid I don't have any more. Cause big bulldozers cut through my rolling hills. Men with suits and cell phone ears put concrete on the daffodils. And gold in the milk, diamonds in the sugar, studded up with bribery. Old Mrs. Brown couldn't turn them down. And the developers came to tea.
Mrs. Brown, it's the developers here. Will you let us in right now?
I had next door neighbors dropping in. I had a little corner store full of almost everything, a pinter on my doorstep, thanks to a friendly cow. But we just go like sheep to ugly supermarkets now. Streams of cars and traffic jams, they put a motorway where there used to be baby lambs. Gold in the milk, diamonds in the sugar, studded up with bribery. Old Mrs. Brown couldn't turn them down. When those developers came to tea, well, they put gold in the milk, diamonds in the sugar, took my childhood away from me. Old Mrs. Brown couldn't turn them down. When those developers, those mean developers, when those developers came to tea.
That's Zoe Lewis at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'll share a few more pop quiz answers. Bob in Washington sent a remarkable bunch of them. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Stu's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
This is a song, though, that I wrote when I first came to Cambridge in 20 years ago, and when I first took the subway ride from Cambridge into Boston, I noticed the subway stations on the line had this interesting property. If I can remember it.
H is for my alma mater, Harvard. C is Central, next stop on the line. K is for the cozy Kendall Station. And C is Charles that overlooks the brine. A P is parked at Pack Street, busy Boston Center. And W is Washington, you see. Put them all together, they spell... Which is just about what Boston means to me.
That's beautiful.
From the old days.
That's Tom Lehrer, the late Tom Lehrer, who passed away last Saturday at the age of 97. What a legacy he left, and Stu requested that. Bob in Washington, we're looking at words that are still words when you remove the T. Bob sent quite a few. Tabby to Abby, tabs to abs. Atlanta becomes the name Alana. Tall to all, tally to ally. Tape to ape, tasked to ask, taxed to axed. Taxman becomes axman. Teach becomes each. Teardrop to eardrop, tears to ears. Temptress to empress. Textile to exile. Thigh becomes high, thorns becomes horns, thugs becomes hugs. Toil to oil, told to old. Touch becomes ouch. Tracer to razor, track to rack, train to rain. Tranches to ranches, transom to ransom. Twigs becomes wigs, twin becomes win. Bottom to boom, bow tie to bowie. Treasonable to reasonable. These are great. Jim in Crafton Heights has stent to send, planet to plane, tallow to allow, bot to bow, terror to error, stump to sump, setter to sear. I'm just reading the new ones here. Weight to weigh, thump to hump, chased to chase. And Kathy and Tanya says cart to car, track to rack, trace to race, table to able, and a few we've mentioned already. Jim in Blackridge has quite a few. Pretty to pray, motor to more, word to war, metal to meal, mortal to moral. Boy, there are a lot of these. I had trouble coming up with these at the beginning. Trend to rend, Peter to peer, Natty to nay, and quite a few more. Thank you, Jim. Jeff at Squirrel Hill has thick to hick, twill to will, and trite to right. Sue had a lot. We've mentioned most of them. Light, L-I-T-E, to lie. Mart, to mar. And tweak, to weak, are among the 10 or so that she sent in. Thanks up for participating. What a great pop quiz. Patrick added blast. No, I misread that. Cart to car. And a few others here that we've mentioned already. Mike and Mars says Steven becomes seven. And Russ clarifies he wasn't thinking of the German spelling of beer when he took bitter to beer. He was thinking of a stand on which a coffin is replaced. I'll take the German spelling of beer. And Susie says, how about town to own? And a town house becomes your own house. Well done.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date today, Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9.
Well, that would not be today. I'll find out what the correct one of those was in just a minute. Maker Date is coming up. It's a good thing somebody listens. Okay, Lila, we're ready for your close-up again.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Thank you for participating in our pop quiz. You know, when I put that pop quiz together, I was having trouble coming up with five words with T's that are still words when you take the T's away. And I came up with about 10, and I figured, oh, this will be a good game. I just can't believe how many we came up with together as a group. And are you like me going to be considering words that have T's in them all day long, and anytime you encounter one, you'll wonder whether it works? I will. Here is this morning's history riddle. Born in LaSalle County, Illinois, in 1837, he once helped run an underground railroad station with his dad, serving as a Union Army spy, U.S. Marshal, and actor were among the other professions he had. Despite these accomplishments, he is best remembered for his lifestyle and well-earned nickname and his death on August 2nd, 1876, in the middle of a poker game. Any thoughts?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's history riddle. 412-200-5975.
Colorado Highway Drive, sun is sinking in the sky, makes me think of Aiden Dies after a good cry. Static on the stereo slowly turns into a song. I believe my heart belongs in your loving hands. Brilliant yellow roadhouse sign, in a meaning sky. I see the light. I take a table by the window. The feeling comes on strong. I believe my heart belongs in your loving soft as clementine, if you'd be so inclined to let me try to measure out my words again, and this time they won't come out wrong. I believe my heart belongs in your loving hands.
Lynch with All the Diamonds. And you also heard Courtney Hartman, along with Taylor Ashton, and the song Loving Hands. Here is this morning's Hister Riddle, one more time for you. Born in LaSalle County, Illinois in 1837, he once helped run an underground railroad station with his dad. Serving as a Union Army spy, U.S. Marshal, and actor were among the professions he had. Despite these accomplishments, he's best remembered for his lifestyle and well-earned nickname, and his death on August 2nd, 1876, in the middle of a saloon poker game. We'll give you another moment to solve the puzzle. 412-200-5975. Jim in Blackridge just got the correct answer, as did Bob in Washington. I guess of Doc Holliday coming in from Bruce, not him. Susie in Alexandria has the correct answer. Tom in McCandless got it, as did half of the dynamic duo, Linda and Collier. Mike and Mars came up with it, Larry. And Vanessa in Elwood City came up with the correct answer. And Russ got the correct answer as well. And Tommy, who is in Virginia, got it. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
And I hate to challenge you, but I'll bet you know it. Do you know what his poker hand was, this gentleman, what he was holding?
Two black aces and eight.
I knew you would knew that. Russ in North Carolina, and Bob in Washington both mentioned aces and eights is what they would call the dead man's hand.
Right. He was in Saloon Number 9 in Deadwood, at that time Dakota Territory. Now it's South Dakota.
That I didn't know. And you were there?
I had been there, yes. In fact, I used to live in Death Rapid City, South Dakota.
Wow. And Larry just sent a picture of Calamity Jane.
Right.
Who I guess was buried right beside him. And
yes.
Wow, he I don't know how he dug this out so quickly, but he sent a picture, sort of a bust of Wild Bill Hickok. He had very modern looking hair.
He was shot by Jack McCall, and they still do a portrayal every year in Deadwood of the event. Yeah. You walk in the saloon, shot him in the back. Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's, I can't believe how many people knew the answer to that. I don't know if I would have come up with it that quickly.
I would James, have had... Oh, we never did say James Butler.
Oh,
Wild
yeah.
Bill Hickok.
Yes. that's true.
Need to get the answer in somewhere.
Like I said, I'm glad somebody's listening.
I think you have a few thousand people who are listening.
we can have one more.
How many, I started to say buglers. What do you call it now?
Oh, the newsletter?
Newsletter, yeah.
It's about 10,000 there.
Uh-huh, so. That's what I thought. You got a few.
Yeah.
You got a few listeners out there in several states.
Yeah. Oh, I see that Jess in the South Hills got it too. And James Butler Hickok, he went for the full name there, just like he did.
His father's name was William.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, and his mother was, her maiden name was Butler. So he was, they called him Bill because of his dad's name, but he was really James.
James Butler Hickok. Well, well done, Tommy. A charge once again to you.
Thank you, as always. Keep going. Keep our weekend going to a good start.
Will do. Thanks. Here is Nancy Griffith.
And on down the road just a little bit from Manhattan. 100 years back down the road. In a little town out west in a saloon, something like this one. Where some news from a newspaper clipping made everybody's head turn. And the concerns of the day weren't much different than they are now. Except it was 100 years ago. Well, the good times scratched a laugh from the lungs of the young men in a Deadwood saloon in South Dakota afternoon. And the old ones by the door with their heads to their chests, they told lies about whiskey on a woman's bed. Yes, and some tell the story of young Mickey Free. He lost an eye to a buck deer in the Tongue River Valley. Oh, and some tell the story of California Joe, who sent word to the Black Hills there was a mountain of gold. And the gold she lay cold in their pockets, and the sun as she sets down on the trees, and they thank the Lord for the land that they live in, where the white man does as he pleases. Some news that he'd heard in some St. Joseph paper, and it was drinks all around, 'cause the news he was telling was the one they'd called crazy had been caught and been dealt with. And the Easterner, he read the news from the paper, and the old ones gathered closer so they could hear better. And it says here the crazy horse was killed while he was trying to escape. And it was sometime last September, and it don't give the exact date. Gives a paper to the crow boy who sweeps up the floor. Where the white man does as he pleases.
There you have Nancy Griffith and her song Deadwood, South Dakota, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Charge to you once again, if you knew that we were looking for Wild Bill Hickok, well done if you came up with the correct answer. More fun to come shortly. I do want to take a moment and acknowledge an affiliate that is coming aboard in Elwood City. They're streaming us this morning, but soon we'll be broadcasting. The station is WKFH, Elwood City Community Radio, WKFH.org, and soon they will be airing us on their FM signal. But thank you for streaming our program, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW, LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, plus those of others, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
Time was when an American about to go abroad would be warned by his friends or the guidebooks not to drink the water. But times have changed, and now a foreigner coming to this country might be offered the following advice.
If you visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware. Don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution, they got small.